The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Today we gather in person in public worship of Almighty God upon this All Saints Sunday. Let us worship God in spirit and in truth. We invite your prayers and responses. Please note possibilities for ministry and pastoral support available this week as noted on our website. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. As we are able, may we stand in the praise of God. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
A lesson from St. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as the high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own. For then he would have to suffer again and again since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age, to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Please join me in reading responsively Psalm 24 with the antiphon. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. For he has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false, and do not swear deceitfully. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. And now, beloved, rise up in body as you are able, but certainly in heart, for the singing of the Gloria and the reading of the Gospel.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. Glory to you, O Lord. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. After more than a year and a half of disembodied worship, worshiping in diaspora, we have now had this autumn 12 Sundays of personal embodied assembly and gathering here in worship. We have also, by the grace and work of WBUR and many others, continued to broadcast our service around the globe come 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. For the sustained efforts of those at every turn who make this service possible and available, we are endlessly grateful. Today we turn our minds and hearts to those who have died in these past 20 months, near and far, more than 750,000 across the country, and especially to their loved ones, perhaps including you, who bear the losses to this day. If you have lost someone in COVID time, our sermon and litany and liturgy this morning are meant especially for you. One of the great challenges and difficulties of the last 2 years is found right here. Across the country and indeed around the world, we have not been able fully to gather, to assemble, to worship in person in the hour of death. We have lost loved ones without the ability or capacity to face the losses in the full and in the full company of the church militant, even as we give over our loved ones to God and to the church triumphant. We should be frank. We should be candid with one another and with ourselves that this particular labor of love to which we attend in part today is unfinished, an unfinished labor of love. Faith comes in small steps for most of us, and one of those steps, one to take again today, is to learn and to relearn the rhythms of grief. And it is work. It is good work. It is honest work, but it is work. Mourning is work. Grieving is work. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes attention, it takes focus, it takes investment, it takes prayer, and it takes a common love. Conclusively, to mourn means for you to need to do something in mourning. And faith is found in such a step. Jesus looks upon the single widow offering her simple gift, and he smiles and commends to us her step, one step in faith. As a daughter, you may have lost a mother. As a sister, you may have remembered your sibling's mother. As a pastor, you may have given over parishioners, sisters, brothers in Christ, one by one these past many months. In a university community, you may have faced and mourned the losses of students, faculty, staff, alumni, relatives, and others of the university community. As an itinerant Methodist preacher, you may have had to sing alone, "Blessed be the tie that binds," rather than by custom gathering around the casket of a fellow preacher.
to sing the others with the others the hymn together in ministry. As an American, you may have wept at the stories of those taken, young and old, rich and poor, black and white, conservative and liberal. And as a child of God, you may have lamented without ever fully grasping the depth or the breadth of such lament, the deaths of others, other children of the living God. Wherever you are, whoever you are, in your time of loss, in your 20 months or more of mourning, this morning, as we face our mourning, we feel for you. We are sorry for your bereavement. We reach out with invisible hands to hold you in an invisible embrace. We listen with invisible ears as you utter your prayers of lament, your psalms of lament. Whatever else may be, at least hear this. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. Together, we take a step this morning in grief. For all the saints, we give thanks. We call you to remember today. We recall here in Marsh Chapel five of our own Marsh Chapel saints among the dozens lost as witnesses, as a few and particular examples, exemplars of faith, as was the widow in the gospel in the dominical teaching this morning. We remember C. Faith Richardson. She died in March of 2020. On December 11th of 2019, she turned 104. She had led a 600-person Sunday school at Irwin Methodist Church in Syracuse in the early 1960s, while her husband, Neil, taught Hebrew scripture at the university there, before they then moved over here to Boston. We went to serve that very church in 1984, and 20 years later, that giant Sunday school that Faith led still cast its warm shadow. One who had been a 10-year-old back then remembered, I just don't know how to put it. There was so much love there. We asked Faith in December 2019 how it felt to be 104, and she answered with her playful wit, about the same as it felt to be 103. For Faith, for all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember C. Faith Richardson. We remember Dr. Galen Kelly. Galen was an honored, revered professor in our School of Education. He and his beloved wife were married for 66 years, starting with their wedding on a bitterly cold Christmas Eve in New Sweden, Maine. We remember Galen and his easy manner, his inclination to laughter, and his love of students, especially his love of students. He supervised 200 dissertations in the School of Education. Galen died in early February 2021 at home and surrounded by the love of his children and family. For all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember Dr. Galen Kelly. We too remember his beloved bride, Glennis Kelly. Who could forget her warm Sunday morning smile, her happy, glad-hearted greeting in the covenant of faith, the third pew from the back on the pulpit side, her exuberant hug and her enjoyment of conversation. Married to Galen in the northern snows those 66 years earlier, they died within hours of each other, early February 2021. As a pioneer in health and sex education, she paved the way in days we can imagine when that trail had to be cut, to be hewn out, for such important teaching. Her indomitable spirit was more than a match for the calling. You can see her right here in that very pew, smiling, laughing, hugging, and listening following worship. For all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember Glennis Kelly. We remember Harvey Greenberg, a blind man who rode to worship on the T and stopped at the BU Central stop in front of Marsh Chapel. A graduate of the Perkins School, he repaired Steinway pianos during the week. And each winter, he brought piano accompaniment to a Sunday afternoon hymn-singing party graciously hosted by dear friends in Lynn, Massachusetts. Every so often, the sacred melodies of Charles Wesley would those afternoons receive a little rock and roll riff as Harvey extemporized. Who graciously accompanied our midwinter afternoon hymn-sing? It was he. And his love of music abides here and now in congregation and choir and instrument and all. For all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember Harvey Greenberg. We remember Ed Mann and his faith and his love of worship at Marsh Chapel and his ready response to all manner of statement. I understand. I understand. I understand. And you knew and you felt that he truly did. A math professor with a strong personal and family connection to Eastern Nazarene College, Ed came to worship early and engaged in intercessory prayer with the help toward the end from his loving children. He came to us many years ago and brought the stories of his own volunteer ministry in mission in Romania. Ed lived his faith, and his faith was lived for others. He was a person for others. He lived as he was raised, recalling Jonathan Edwards, who wrote, "It's no small matter whether one habit or the other is inculcated in us from early childhood. On the contrary, it makes a considerable difference. It makes all the difference." For all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember Ed Mann. And one by one in the days and weeks to come, let us remember and sing the song of these and other saints of God. And let us act well in grieving. Let us reach out by visit or voice to another who knows grief. In remembering, let us write out for another generation some central memories of lost loved ones. In accepting, let us take the silent time of silence we need in prayer. Let us carry out the quiet from COVID. In affirmation, let us invite another to the faith of Christ through fellowship with his people, with attendance in public worship of Almighty God, and the commitments of tithing and service that are his salt and light, as the widow this morning reminds us. As we come to the Lord's table, our Marsh Chapel membership secretary, Ms. Sandra Cole, has graciously agreed to lead us in our litany of remembrance printed in your bulletin.
Gracious God, in whom we are all interrelated, interdependent, and one in humanity, though whose grace embraces all, and in whom violence to our brothers and sisters is violence unto each of us. We grieve for, remember, and honor those whose lives were lost last year in COVID. Especially we pray for the poor, first responders, the public health community here and around the country and around the world. In these troubling and tumultuous times, when injustice and prejudice breed inhumanity to one another, in this time of challenge and struggle, of tumult and loss, may we find our way, your way, amid conflict, unrest, and violence.
Teach us your ways, God of refuge and strength, the ways of love and peace.
Make us tender-hearted and loving toward one another, as your mercy rests upon those whose lives have been deeply altered by death or loss.
Though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, you are a God of refuge and strength, a present help in time of trouble.
Gracious God, remind us that we are interrelated, interdependent, and one in humanity, so violence to our brothers and sisters is violence unto each of us.
May we find our way, your way, in this world of conflict, unrest, and violence. Teach us your ways, O God of refuge and strength, the ways of love and peace.
Make us tender-hearted and loving toward one another, as your mercy rests upon those whose lives have been deeply altered by death or loss.
You are God of refuge and strength, a present help in trouble.
In these troubling and tumultuous times, when inhumanity towards another brings tumult and destruction to our living,
grant us peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace.
We gather today in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to give thanks to God, to receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and to proclaim the good news of eternal life in Jesus Christ.
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves into Christ. In his baptism, we were clothed with Christ. In the day of Christ's coming, he shall be clothed in glory.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord.
Those who believe in me, even though they die,
will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Let us pray together. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Show us now your grace, that as we face the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days here are ended, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received.
Thank you. pray. God of goodness and growth, all creation is yours and your faithfulness is sure. Word and water, wine and bread, these are signs of your abundant grace. Receive the gifts we bring and nourish us to proclaim your abiding love in our communities and the world. Through Jesus Christ, our strength and our song. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. By the witness of your saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so, with all the saints, with the choirs of angels, and with all the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. All creation sings your praise. Sun, moon, and stars reflect your glory. Mountains, lakes, and forests declare your wonders. With Sarah and Abraham, we go out in faith, trusting your promise. With Miriam and Moses, we celebrate our deliverance from bondage. With Naomi and Ruth, we bind ourselves together in covenant love. With Jonathan and David, we delight in the gift of deep and abiding friendship. With Mary and Elizabeth, we welcome your presence in the birth of Jesus, the Holy One. With Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, we give thanks for the blessings of family. With disciples and followers, we marvel at the reign of God come near. With saints through the ages, we ponder the mystery of Christ dying and rising. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With hearts full of memories and hopes, we break this bread and share this cup, remembering the death and resurrection of Christ and his promise to be with us always as we proclaim the mystery of faith. O divine lover, you are the breath within us. You are our heart's desire. You are our priceless treasure. You are the garden of paradise. Come down, O love divine. Come among us, O passionate fire. Come within us, O Spirit of unity. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Bless us, O Lord, in these your gifts, which we are about to receive from your bounty. Bless our table and the feast we share. Bless us with gladness of heart. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. At this table, make us your body. Form us to be people of justice and peace. Fill us with gratitude and generosity that we may bear fruit of love in word and deed. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Praise to you, author of creation. Praise to you, O beloved one. Praise to you, O giver of all good things. Praise to you, blessed and holy Trinity, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Living God, as the disciples ate and drank with their risen Lord, we have been nourished with the very presence of Christ. Through this meal, may we be strengthened to keep your word and to proclaim the power of your love in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
Thank you.
but is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen.